You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Mark, the concern here for Villa is it's too late for them. They have improved under Remy Gard gradually, and they beat fellow strugglers Norwich 2-0 last weekend. As for Liverpool, we've mentioned that they let the two-goal lead slip against Sunderland at Anfield last Saturday and went out to the FA Cup midweek as well against West Ham. Things haven't maybe improved as quickly as many anticipated with Jurgen Klopp coming in. I think people thought Klopp was going to come in, make this immediate impact, and Liverpool were going to surge up the league table. It's not materialised like that.
No, I think he's realised what a big job he's got on his hands. I mean, I don't think he's under any sort of pressure. I mean, the fans know what he inherited. I think the owners are going to be very patient with him. Everyone's delighted to have him. Everyone knows what a great manager he is. So there's no kind of immediate... Obviously, Liverpool fans are desperate for success, but I don't think there's any sort of immediate pressure on him. I think everyone kind of knows it's going to be a couple of years before... Liverpool are back, you know, challenging for what they want to be challenging for, and that's ultimately the Premiership crown. But yeah, at the start of the week when we priced this up, I was odds against Liverpool. I was thinking there's no way I could back Liverpool at odds on going to Aston Villa. Just struggling to score goals, just loads and loads of problems, giving easy goals away at the back. The goalkeeper's a huge issue. And Aston Villa, you know, a little bit of a resurgence, but I was thinking Liverpool, they should be throwing all their eggs into the baskets of Europe and the FA Cup, and along with the League Cup final that they've got coming up. But events this week have kind of turned me a little bit more positive towards Liverpool, although they went out to West Ham, fielding what was pretty much a shadow team on Tuesday night. There were encouraging signs there. We've got Coutinho that came back. He played best part of an hour, looked really good, and the big one, Daniel Sturridge, coming on. So with the extra time, he ended up playing an hour as well. And just the look of the attack when Sturridge is there, his brain, his little through balls, his ability to create a yard and beat a man, he just transforms everything. And especially if you've got Coutinho there and Firmino, who's suddenly playing quite a lot better in the last few games, if you can get those three out on the pitch together, I think Liverpool are a big, big threat. I was very worried about Gestad playing up front for Aston Villa. Not that he's a tremendous player in any way, but he's a very good header of ball, and Liverpool have been struggling all season, especially from corners and set pieces, which is well documented. So actually, I'm starting to really like Liverpool for the game. So I was odds against earlier in the week. Now I'm thinking that maybe they're about a 4-5 shot. So for the company, we've put out 17-20, which is sort of 185, in between 4-5 and 10-11. So I'm thinking that's going to be pretty popular.
Okay, 17-20 Liverpool expected, Derek, to be popular.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be popular in my house.
No, definitely not. I mean, I've gone from two, three seasons ago expecting Liverpool to win every game they approach, and now I never expect them to win. And you mentioned that they haven't improved as quickly under Klopp. They haven't improved at all.
Yeah.
They've gone backwards. I mean, you know, Klopp might prove to be a fantastic manager, right? And what he did at Dortmund, you know, he deserves a reputation, I know. But what he's done at Liverpool, he's made them a far worse team. He has. You know, he's had injuries, but who hasn't? Leicester apart. I just can't have them 17-20. I think it's a criminal bet. Now, the reservation about Villa is that, you know, okay, they've gone beyond recall now. No matter what they do now, they're not going to stay up. But the manager can't tell the players that. And the players, maybe, you know, maybe they've seen great escapes in the past. Who knows? Who knows? And look at their home form in recent weeks. They've played the last six home games. They've only lost one. That was against Man City. Okay, it was a crushing defeat. But the rest of the time, they're not getting pasted by anybody these days. 7-2 against Liverpool, I think, is a great bet for Villa. Now, also, one other issue you want to take up. Why did Klopp play a shadow side in the FA Cup? For what reason? To save him for Aston Villa in the league when there's nothing at stake? I don't understand it. I know they've had a lot of fixtures recently. Big deal. I used to play three games of a weekend.
And I'm always comes back to your footballing career, doesn't it, Derek?
Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, Sunday morning, three games a weekend. No, Liverpool for odds on is a joke to me. Aston Villa all day long.
Full session in there as well, Derek, at the pub, wasn't it, as well, Saturday night?
Naturally, yes. Coming home when you're home from a club at 2 a.m.
you had more difficulties to overcome than these Premier League players do now.
One game every 3 days and they're crying. Ridiculous. ridiculous.
Why did he play a shadow team in the or a weakened side in the cup, Mark?
Yeah, I was very disappointed myself. I mean, similar situation to Chelsea. Liverpool can't really do much in the league, so surely you throw all your eggs into the basket of the cups, really. And why would you do it? I don't know whether he's been told from the owners of the club. You know, the league is so important these days. You can't be seen to be resting players in the league. But
Chelsea will be, won't they? Chelsea will be this weekend. We've already discussed that. Yeah. You know what? I'll tell you what. The two most disappointing teams in the league so far this season have been Liverpool and Man United, unquestionably. Now, there's only two teams this weekend, odds on away from home, Liverpool and Man United. I mean, it's a call to arms to punters who oppose them.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.